but I'm just really happy for the group. We had a really tough week, really difficult week. Probably the toughest I've had since I've been in the job because of how we performed against Leeds at Magic. So it's probably been our biggest challenge as a group, so I'm really happy with how we responded. I don't think we played great. I thought it was a low-quality Super League game. But we've come away, I'm not overly happy with how we played. We scored 30 points and showed some incredible resilience, especially down to 12. So it's all these signs that we are getting better. We had a dip last week, but overall, we've worked pretty hard most of the season.
Kurt, Logan Lewis, Zach Fulton, Dan Russell are all featured. I mean, how late in the day were those cleared to play the team?
Yeah, again, I think it's a sign of the group. So they were in my plans to play. They've all come to me and said, we want to play in this game. In particular, Zach Fulton. Zach's probably 2 weeks early. He should have played. But he's come to me and said, I want to play this week. Dan Russell struggled with his ribs, very similar. And Logan's a week early from his knee injury. So I've not gone to them, but they've come to me. When the calibre of them players come to you and want to play, I think it shows where we're at as a group.
Just on Will Gardner, how close was he to potentially featuring this evening?
Well, if you ask Will, he is ready to play. I put him in the squad probably just to appease him. But I've got to be careful. I had to be really careful. I was very nervous about playing him. And ultimately, I made the call not to play.
Kurt, you've mentioned belief, bravery, resilience, that scrappy mentality. How did those sort of attributes play their part this evening?
Well, I think that's our DNA. I think we make some headlines about the style of rugby that we play because we play expansive and we move the ball and we play with detail. But ultimately, the thing that we sit and review is the work off the ball and what we do as a team in the in-between parts of games, like I've just spoken about to Matt. What does that look like? Because if you don't get that right, you'll never win big games. You watch Grand Finals, you watch them back. It's never the shape and the sexy stuff that wins them. It's them in-between moments when people turn up when they shouldn't really be there.
You mentioned you had difficult conversations after that Leeds game. How pleased are you that the players have shown a response out there on the field tonight?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the week. I've not enjoyed the week. I'm usually a firm and strong coach. I don't let them get away with much as it is, but this week I doubled down. There wasn't a lot that the players got away with. I made sure it was at a level that we had to respond from the Leeds game. No matter what caliber of play we put out for that game, we had to respond. I needed to see a response in effort, what we did off the ball, and our style of rugby, so, yeah.
I know it wasn't a perfect performance, but how important is it to get that first away win in Super League?
Yeah, I think it was a game for the purists. It wasn't a great game in Rugby League. But yeah, it's a monkey off the back. It's been stressing everybody out at the club, the players, the staff, backroom office, because you see the other teams around us who are winning them games, and we think we're equally as good, if not better than them. So when you see the other teams around you win, away from home, away or not, it's very frustrating. So I'm just really happy and proud that we've managed to achieve it. It just took too long.
Are you happy with how the team handled the heat, the hydration breaks? It certainly was a long game. Jim's just said it's probably the longest second half lasting over an hour.
I think the thing that I'm most impressed with is the 10 minutes after half-time. We've been down to 12, then went down to 11. That's what impressed me the most.
How important was it, those penalty goals by Chris Hacking, to keep that scoreboard pressure ticking over on the Buzzfield?
Yeah, it's important because, again, we're down on confidence at the moment, Mick. So when you can take the opportunity to take points, just take them. Then back your defence, because we know we'll score points. And even when we don't quite get it right, just take the points.
And just on Chris Atkins' performance, certainly a very, very strong showing by him this evening.
I think what you've got to understand with Chris is played at this elite level for probably 150 times. So whatever gets said about him or whatever happens with Chris, he doesn't bother him one bit. He's an elite professional, he's a fantastic person, and he knows what this level looks like.
Just on Riley Dean, Guy Armitage went off with the head injury assessment. Riley Dean obviously came on, played centre, a position he's probably not familiar with, and certainly did well in that role.
No, he has played there, Mick. He's played a bit for Oldham. So he's played a couple of games that way for Oldham, but again, an analogy that I use a lot in the environment is being a good soldier. We have leaders and we have good soldiers, and Riley's gone on and been a good soldier.
Has everybody come through unscathed?
Yes, I think so. Dan Russell's really struggling with his ribs again, probably shouldn't have played. Yeah, we're okay, I think.
You saw what it meant at full time to those travelling supporters. You've mentioned them religiously throughout the season. They can certainly go away from this game tonight enjoying that.
I've just spoke to our fantastic media man Luke, and he had a really prudent point. He spoke, but he probably sensed the desperation of the game and the win for us tonight, and I thought that the fans brought us home in that second half, defending our try line. I think they got us home more than the players did at times.
and just on looking ahead quickly to Thursday, with it being a Thursday game, how does that perhaps, you know, how do you look at the weekend and with it being an early game?
Yeah, I think the hardest part is we've got a family day tomorrow, so everybody's kids are coming down, so we're going to have to chase them around for a full day on Saturday, so I think that's probably the most difficult part of the week for everybody. There's going to be about 25 kids around on training ground. But yeah, we'll celebrate the win together. We'll review tomorrow. We'll have the families down, and then we'll hit the training ground and get them up prepped to be Wakefield.
Who's your man of the match, Kurt?
What a question that is. I'm not going to answer.
Anyone else? Kurt, did you expect George Flanagan Jr. to play this week, or were you expecting now to kind of? Because obviously, it looked like in the first half,
Niall
kind of caused you a few problems.
Yeah, I have a running joke with a couple of the players who work with me at Salford, and in particular Mark Sneed, who's obviously not with me. I'd always preview a player and do a lot of work around him. What would usually happen, they'd either not play, get injured, or for whatever reason not play, and we'd usually have a little laugh before we play the game that they're not playing, and yeah, it shocked me, if I'm honest. I did a lot of work around the kid.
And Jim kind of, not accused, but kind of mentioned that Bradford maybe intended to slow the up down a lot today. Is that something that you kind of went into the game with?
Did he? Possibly. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it was a scrappy game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
Just one final one, Kurt.
No, you can't go again.
Probably.
No,
what
a joke.
Probably for the first time this season, everything that went up to the video referee either got overturned or given in your favour. Does that feel like the luck and the tide might be turning after what's happened previously with incorrectly disallowed tries and obviously the Ethan Ryan was out a couple unfairly disallowed in recent weeks?
Do you know what, Mick? What you find is when you're not winning games, you never ever get them calls ever. And when you're not working hard as you should be in the moment, you don't get them calls. But what a foul tonight. In the moments that we won, there was more Bulls players around the ball than what there was Huddersfield players. And I think the more you see your own players in the moments, you kind of start winning them. And that's why your big clubs and your big teams win them big moments against teams like ours at the moment who don't compete every week. So I think the more, you can call it luck, you can call it effort, I don't know which is the answer, but when you see more of one team than the other, you usually get the call.
Cheers, Kurt.
No
Cheers,
problem Kurt. At all.
Thank you.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.